This is John Warren from the Adirondack Almanac with your look at outdoor recreation conditions around the Adirondacks for this weekend. Carrying snowshoes and ice crampons and traction devices is recommended for the weekend. Be prepared for winter conditions and the possibility of rain showers or mixed precipitation later Saturday and Sunday and into early next week as temperatures warm to near 40. Some stream crossings may be difficult and snow bridges not yet formed. Follow the weather closely before heading out. The big outdoors news has been the early start to the ski season, which kicked off last weekend with some outstanding Nordic conditions on fresh snow. Snow depths mostly range from about 6 to 16 inches, with the deeper snows found in the west, central, and southwestern Adirondacks and over about 2,700 feet in the high peaks, with up to 3 feet in some areas above 4,000 feet. Access to the deeper, higher elevation snow will be more difficult, however, as the approaches are still mostly under a foot. At Lake Colden, there is about 15 inches. There is about 10 to 12 inches at Old Forge, Inlet, Gabriel's, Tupper Lake, and in the Keene Valley at the base of Whiteface, in Newcomb, Long Lake, and Racket Lake. Indian Lake has about 8 inches, Paseco about 7. North Hudson down to Warrensburg has about 5 to 8 inches, with just a trace to a few inches at Lake Luzerne, along Lake George, and the Champlain Valley. Whiteface and Gore Mountains will be open daily for the season today. Temperatures have been very cold, so expect to encounter icy areas and lighter early season cover, with about 15 to 25% of their terrain open this weekend. Titus Mountain will also open today, a little earlier than expected. Macaulay and Oak Mountain are still both planning to open December 8th. All Nordic facilities around the region, including those at Tupper Lake and Dewey Mountain, are opening today. Most terrain is skiable, which is unusual for this early in the season. Some of the best conditions will be found down at Garnet Hill and Lapland Lake, and over at Paul Smith's, where skiing and snowshoeing is free until December 1st. There is a good base for backcountry skiing, but a light crust. All sections of the Jackrabbit Trail and most popular early season routes have been broken out, however. The best bet remains smoother terrain such as Connery Pond, Fish Pond, Hayes Brook, and Newcomb Lake Roads, the Bloomingdale Bog Trail, and the Hudson River and Inlet Trails. The Whiteface Highway is being plowed, and the Lake Lila Road is closed for the season. The Marcy Dam Truck Trail is skiable and reported very good. However, the hiking trail from Adirondack Lodge is not. From Marcy Dam up through the pass to Lake Colden is still too thin to recommend. Marcy and Wright Peak are generally not recommended due to thin approaches. Many backcountry access roads remain open, but with deep snow, so four-wheel drive vehicles are required. The gate on Corey's Road will be closed the first week of December. Gulf Brook Road is now closed, though cover may still be a little thin there to recommend skiing. The Limekiln Lake Cedar River Road, that's the main road through the Moose River Plains, remains open but is covered in about a foot of snow. Snowmobile trails remain closed until the end of big game season. Those are the local outdoor conditions in the Adirondacks for this weekend. For North Country Public Radio, this is John Warren from the Adirondack Almanac, online at AdirondackAlmanac.com.